As promised, right now, we are joined by a pro golfer. He announced on December 7th that he had joined LIV Golf. He is the former top-ranked player in the world. He is currently ranked world number 3. He has 20 professional wins. He has 11 PGA Tour titles. He is a two-time major champ. He won the 2021 U.S. Open and last year's Masters. LIV Golf is going to open up its 2024 season February 2nd in Mayakoba, Mexico. We are joined right now via Zoom by John Rahm. John, it's great to have you back on the show. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's good to have you on the show, John. So let me ask you, your decision to leave the PGA Tour, of course, rocked the world, the golf world, when you joined LIV Golf last month. Essentially, what were your biggest reasons that led to your decision to change tours?
I'm going to start with the obvious. Obviously, financially, not that I wasn't comfortable before, but this is just a confirmation that sets my family in a really good path, right? I think as a father and to set my family in that way, and I think we've accomplished that. So we get that out of the way. I began to think about the possibility later on the year, but obviously once the framework agreement came and it was a possibility that the two worlds were going to unite, I think I owed it to myself to hear, right? So when the season was over, I did just that, and I like what they said. You know, I think. A lot of the things I was wishing to have, LIV Golf already offered, and I'm looking forward to being a part of it. Also, one of the bigger ones, and I can't stress this enough, is team golf. Right, I grew up playing team golf my whole life, besides being in other sports. In golf alone, I was part of what would be my county team, my state team, and then the national team in Spain, and then ASU, obviously ASU University, ASU golf team. So. It's something that I've always enjoyed. It's something that I think makes sports even better. And to be able to share the spotlight with somebody all throughout as a team is something special. So I really can't stress enough how much I enjoyed that.
We're talking to John Rahm. John, I appreciate the transparency. You know, in terms of it being a team thing now, let me ask you this. Like, you're going to serve as the captain of their 13th team this season. Where do things stand then with the name of your team and who's going to be joining you on that team?
I'm going to be, I can't really say a lot, right? They're kind of telling me now dates for a possible announcement. I can't be saying much. And we do have a team name. We do have a lot of things picked out. We just can't make it public yet. We have a few, but there's some things that I just can't make public. Like, I can't really have anything. So I wish I could say more than I can. Obviously, a bit of the secrecy, right? But obviously, once people have signed and we're allowed, I'd be thrilled to be able to make it public.
John Rahm joining us. I get that. So, John, you like the team concept. Back in June, you were pretty critical, though, of the no-cut 54-hole format. You said, quote, 3 days to me is not a golf tournament. No cut. It's that simple. I want to play against the best in the world in a format that's been going on for hundreds of years. End of quote. What about that? What led to a change in your mindset regarding the 54-hole format? How do you see that now?
Well, let's just say it's going to take a little bit of adjustment for me to compete my best in three-day golf, right? As for now, for this next year is what we have, and that's what I'm going to have to compete in. So that's what I'm focused on. Whatever happens in the future, whatever happens in the future. I still maintain that my stance that I would like to see 4 days, but I do think that it does further the of LIV Golf having what ranking. It would make that discussion a little bit easier, but I still think you know, we have an opportunity to create something new, something that's special. But with certain things that I said, obviously, I still agree with other things. My mind has changed a little bit, obviously.
Talking to John Rahm, we're having a good conversation. We're dealing with a couple of technical issues, John, but we're fighting through it. It's good to have you. John Rahm is my guest. So, John, when you made that decision, I'm curious, you know, you laid out your reasons for it. I'm curious, what was the reaction of your peers on the PGA Tour to your decision? What kind of conversations have you had with them?
So, too many of them yet. Most of the ones, actually every single one that I consider the friend was a little bit on the loop, but not completely. And they weren't surprised, and they've been very, very supportive. Nothing's changed in that regard. And I wouldn't say any dynamics have changed, right? I think to agree or support what I did, which I completely understand the point, and I respect the decision in that sense, right? So, but the people I've been in a relationship with and maybe weren't true friends have still been very, very supportive.
We're talking to John Rahm. John, what about Rory McIlroy? For instance, he had been extremely critical of LIV Golf, but he softened his stance recently. He said himself that he thought that he had been perhaps too judgmental of players defecting. He described your decision, quote, as a smart business move. What's your reaction to his change in tone? And do you think maybe overall that might de-escalate some of the tension in the sport?
I mean, I think it does de-escalate. Rory is a fantastic player who's taken on a lot on top of being a professional golfer. And it takes a lot of maturity, and it takes a lot to step back and voice out when you've been wrong, especially in a national and a worldwide audience like he has. So he's been a great friend of mine. Again, his reaction was very positive. Obviously, I'm sad and he's sad we're not going to be competing against each other directly all year round, but he's a good friend. He's continued to be a good case possible, right? We all want to see the best players going against the best players, and we all want golf, above all, to be in the best situation and the best give the fans and the spectators, because at the end of the day, we're entertainers, what they need to see.
We're talking to John Rahm. So, John, you had a big year. You won four times. You had the victory at the Masters. You finished tied for second at the Open Championship. The credentials had many believing that you were the front runner for the PGA Tour Player of the Year award, but it went to Scottie Scheffler for a second straight year. Do you think the voters got that right?
Oh, man, listen, Scottie had a fantastic year. Fantastic year. Some of the records he... ranking-wise were fantastic, but... and I don't want to take away anything from what he did. Historically, hardware is what won the player of the year, right? The year Patrick Cantlay won, I was the more consistent player in 2021, had a major, and did a lot of, I think I had 16 top 10s that year, and I fully understood why Patrick won it. It's just maybe this year, because of his high level of ball striking, you know, they've decided to go in a different direction, but at the end of the day, it's well-earned.
John, I mentioned that LIV Golf is going to open up its 2024 season February 2nd in Mayakoba, Mexico. I'm curious, you won last year's PGA season opener at Kapalua, which kicked off your outstanding year. What's it like watching the coverage of this year's event and not playing competitive golf in early January as you have for so many years? That had to be a little strange.
And going to practice was actually quite nice, and enjoyed myself on Christmas a little bit more than I have in the past. It is early on this year. There is a lot of tournaments I'm going to miss, right? I've loved the West Coast swing all throughout. Maui is something that not only myself and my family loves as well. And then the American Express, Torrey Pines and Phoenix Open are going to be events I'm going to miss. Same with LA. I mean, Riviera, I think, is regarded as one of the best golf courses we've played all our lives, for a lot of us, and those are certainly events I'm going to miss. So maybe not being there is going to be a little hard, but I'll try my best to focus and, you know, do what I need to be doing.
Well, you know, me being an LA native, I like hearing you talk about the West Coast swing like that. The West Coast swing is tremendous. He announced his shift to the LIV Tour on December 7th. He joins LIV Golf. He's a two-time major champ, and they're going to open up their season February 2nd in Mayakoba, Mexico. John Rahm, my guest. John, great to get caught up. Appreciate you very much. Good to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Good talking to you, John. You know, He, I thought, was very transparent. I wish we did not have the technical issues that we did. Unfortunately, we tried to play through it. He tried to play through it. I think the message definitely was received. I thought he was very transparent off the very top. When I said, what were the biggest reasons? He said, well, obviously, there are financial considerations. And then laid out some of the other things that he liked about LIV Golf.